Kurg Group across the country. Happy Monday. It is Monday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. Just like every Monday, we have our weekly wake-up call. I'm always excited to bring it to you to share some successes from the week or the weekend before and some great announcements for the week ahead, as well as just to provide you, hopefully, some great motivation for your week. And this is a really critical week, the week before the holiday, and a week that people want to make a move if they're motivated to do so, a week for you all to get those buyers off the fence and those listings under contract. And, man, we are seeing some amazing activity. As many of you heard on Adam's Power Up today, this has been a really busy past week, and we anticipate this upcoming week to be busy, and it's going to be as busy as you want it to be, as busy as you put forth the effort for it to be. There's no need for it to be slow because there is a lot of stuff going on. So excited to see all that you guys will do this week. And then you can unplug for a few days with your family and your friends for the holiday that's upcoming at the end of the weekend and early next week. But until then, to truly keep your foot on the gas pedal this week. It will make the relaxation and the unplugging with your family and friends on Sunday and Monday for the holiday weekend that much better, to be honest with you, because you will feel so much more accomplished. You'll have things wrapped up, and you will know that you're one step closer to getting into 2018 without that hangover like we've been continuing to talk about. So I want to start off our Monday wake-up call with a few announcements for you all. Remember, part of this call is for you to make sure that you're not missing some important things that we may be sending out to you via email and so forth. We know you guys are busy. You don't always see every email. You don't recall everything that's going on. And so this is another way that we share important announcements, reminders, things to look out for with you all. And that's why it's so important for you to spend 30 minutes of your Monday listening to this call, whether you're listening live or you log into coachingwithcarrie.com and just search up this particular date for the weekly wake-up call and listen to it at your leisure on Mondays. Whatever works for you, please make a commitment to do that. Again, our success and the way we spend our time, what we spend our time on, those success habits that we create, it's all important to our overall success in not only our professional life, but in our personal life as well, now and in 2018. So what are those things that make it on your calendar because they're critical and important? They keep you on track. They provide you with that motivation or that training or those tips, that inspiration. What is it that makes it on your calendar? What is it that does not make it on your calendar? As Adam talked about today in the Power Up, it's as important. It's as important or maybe more important say no to certain things than it is for you to say yes to certain things. So focus on what you're saying no to. Say no more often and focus on all the things that are the most important. You don't have to focus on all things. You have to focus on the most important things. So with that being said, one of these important things I truly believe is to just spend 30 minutes of your week here so that you don't miss these important announcements. You don't miss the important motivation that comes with it and some of the tips as well. So let's start with announcements today. I would love for you guys to get as excited as I am about our upcoming training calendar for 2018. Man, our leadership team has worked extremely hard over the last few months developing what we believe to be an incredible training calendar for you that's already going to be outlined for the entire year. So you are exactly going to know what's coming to you now in June and in December of 2018, right? So you will have all of them in your calendars. You'll know what topics, you'll know what the trainings are on, and you're going to be able to time block accordingly, spend your time again where it makes sense for you to spend it to get immense training on our systems, on lead generation, on the technologies, the things that are going to make you as successful as possible. There are no coincidences, you guys, when we're taking a look at our top agents for the last few months and the top response, the top agents that are responding quickly in Boomtown, for example. There is no coincidence there. That correlation is a correlation for a reason because those top responders are the ones that are putting buyers under contract and listings on the market, right? And so at the same time, those people who are top producers are also the ones that are mastering the systems, that are putting their numbers in CTE, that are having those top response times in Boomtown, but as importantly, are using Boomtown as efficiently as possible, using all the things that they've learned They're showing up on the agent trainings. They're showing up on the power-ups and the weekly wake-up calls. They are doing the activities that are put in force of them. They are participating in the monthly initiatives. They are using the trackers. There is no coincidence. There is a direct correlation between those top agents and the ones that are doing all these things. How you participate in here, in the HRG family, for example, is how you're going to participate out in your life when you're not in those, let's say, training sessions and so forth. And that sprinkles through, you guys, to all facets of your life. So high participation and engagement and really playing full out when you are having the opportunity to use all these technologies and systems and learn these things is going to be critical to your success. And we're seeing it with the top agents within our organization right now. And all of you can take advantage of that. And so we're very, very excited for this full annual training calendar that's going to be coming out. I want you to watch your emails for that information. And for a date that's going to be coming out shortly, for early January, which is going to be a company-wide meeting with a tremendous amount of awesome announcements for the year ahead that is going to include this training calendar, just so that you guys can see what we are all doing for all of you and how some of these things are going to change, also from launch and some of the other aspects of the hub. It's going to be phenomenal. We continue to work to make these things better, and we are excited to bring it all to you in this company-wide meeting in January. So watch your email, save that date. When you get that calendar invite, make sure that you accept it so it goes on your calendar and you can plan to attend. It's going to set you up for the right expectations and success for 2018 and also make you aware of all the value that we continue to bring to you guys every single day, and we will continue to do so every day moving forward. I also want to send out a friendly reminder and ask for your help, because we really would love your feedback. Remember those three little faces at the bottom of all of the leadership and the hub's email signatures? It's Hively is what it's called. And Hively is an awesome opportunity for us to know how we're doing. We really want your feedback. We want it, whether it's positive or we could use some improvement somewhere. But please remember, when you click on one of those faces to give a Hively to myself or anybody else in the leadership team or within the hub, please give feedback on why, especially if it's an area of improvement. We would really greatly appreciate it. It's really important for us to have your feedback so we know how we're doing. And if we're doing things well, it's really important to reinforce that as well so we continue to do what we're doing that you like. So just a friendly reminder to look for those at the end of the emails when you're corresponding with any of us in the hub and in the leadership team. We would love to have your participation and for you to just make a quick click and let us know how we're doing. I also want to let you guys all know who's in the lead for the Gladiator Challenge. And, of course, we're all literally sitting on the edge of our seats to see who are the four that are going to go for a dive in freezing cold Lake Champlain in the middle of winter. And the four people who do not win this contest for the month of December, this Gladiator Contest or Challenge, are obviously the ones that are going to be taking the plunge. Right now, and this is before the weekend numbers, so this was as of Friday afternoon, Team Aaron was in first place with 16 total pendings and listings so far for the month. Team Mike in second with 13. And Team Carrie and Team Becca tied for third place in 12. But Team Sarah in fourth place was just one below that in 11. So as you can tell, the second, third, and fourth place are all within one transaction or one listing of each other. So it really still is anyone's opportunity to win this. And after the weekend of a tremendous amount of activity, I'm sure this will shake out different by the end of today. So it's truly anyone's game. And you guys all have another week this week to put the foot to the pedal to the metal, right? And keep the foot on that gas pedal and bring some more things in for your awesome Gladiator so you can keep them out of the freezing cold waters of Lake Champlain. We would surely appreciate it. I know every single one of us would. And so congratulations to Team Aaron and Team Mike for being in the top two, and we'll see what happens and how this all shakes out by the end of today. Of course, through the week, it could change dramatically, and we'll keep you posted next Monday as well. By the way, this contest goes all the way through the end of the year because there's plenty of business that's going to be done between Christmas and New Year's. Every year there is, between relocation buyers, listings going under contract, last-minute buyers needing to make a change, investors that find properties. There are still people out there actively looking and wanting to list the properties. We see that because we saw multiple things being turned in this weekend. And that will be the same between Christmas and New Year's as well for those of you that really want to put the work in and make sure you aren't having that 2018 hangover. So you've got plenty of time. We all have plenty of time between now and December 31st to see who actually wins the Gladiator Challenge. So I just want to say congratulations to those of you who are those top responders in Boomtown. Many of you are also in the top December agents. There, again, is no coincidence. They are definitely there is definitely a clear correlation. And so I just wanted to say congratulations to those of you. Man, we have both Lisa Cimarelli and Joey Torkelson at 0 minute response time at that point, which is amazing. We also have Taylor Klein at 1 minute. And we have Dale in Connecticut, who has 3 minutes, and Jim Krimpelbein, who has 3 minutes. And I just want to say that's amazing because when I look at those people, we've got Joey, who has 2 transactions right now. We've got Taylor, who has 6 things going on right now between listings pending and pendings for December and November. Dale, who had 5 things going on between November and December. Jim, who is at 9. Okay, you guys, there is, again, no coincidence here. These people who are responding within 0 to 3 minutes are having multiple transactions going on in the last 2 months and all the way up and through mid-December here. And so congratulations to you guys for doing that. And that was for call response rate, you guys. I still love the fact that many of you are emailing and texting, but picking up the phone and calling is critical. And if they don't answer, leave them a quick message and then send a text message and then send an email. And remember, don't forget about your sales cycle. The sales cycle is critical. By the way, if you haven't printed out a sales cycle, the one that we developed for you last week, ask your CEO to print some out and put them next to all of your computers, all of your desks, because this is critical to remind you how often you truly need to talk to a lead in the first week. It's critical that you guys are talking to them every single day, multiple times a day, in multiple ways, for your absolute best opportunity to convert them. And they are not going to be bothered. This is how you'll convert them. There is absolutely no coincidence in the statistics, and they are staggering. From 0 to 5 minutes, you guys, that is your opportunity. And after 5 minutes, it decreases by 400% that you are going to convert that lead. That's an incredible drop in opportunity at that point. So do what you can, the best way that you can, to reach out and be one of these top responders, because your numbers will also begin to correlate. You'll be having between 3 and 9 things going on in the 2 quote-unquote slowest times, 2 slowest months of the year, just like our top responders are right now. It's amazing. Numbers don't lie. They always tell a story. So response time is critical. And as the market heats up, you guys, the numbers are going to be even more staggering and more impressive. That's absolutely guaranteed. So make it a success habit today, because you are going to benefit from that in a big, big way. So congratulations to all of you, and congratulations in advance to those of you that are going to adopt this new habit moving forward. All right, you guys, so I want to welcome our newest members of the Her Group family across the country. So welcome so much to all of you. We are truly honored to be in business with you. We're excited to see you take advantage of the value proposition that we can bring to you. Excited to be in partnership with you. Truly honored that you've chosen us to be your real estate family, your real estate team without borders. So welcome Shannon in Omaha, and of course Angelo, who passed his test in Vermont. Congratulations and welcome. And Ben in Connecticut. Very, very grateful to have you join us, and we're excited to get to know you more and be able to see your successes coming up real soon. I also want to say congratulations, as I always do, to every single one of you who have a closing happening this week. You guys, you are transforming lives through homeownership every single time you get to a successful closing, and you are transforming your own life as well, right? We know this. And so never underestimate getting to a successful closing. You are making a difference in the lives of those that you're helping. You are creating raving fans, right? You are creating a deeper database that is going to refer you business and become past clients. And you truly are helping make one of the top transformational events of their life a better, smoother, more successful experience, which is more than just a transaction. You truly are transforming their life. So congratulations to those of you that have a closing this week. So Mary in North Carolina, congratulations. Reed in Wisconsin, Davi in Miami, Christy in Maple Grove, Minnesota, Brian in Vermont, Jeff, you go to two closings. Actually, you're going to three closings this week in Wisconsin. Jim in Wisconsin, you're going to two closings. And David in Wisconsin, you're going to three. What a great week for Wisconsin. Between all of you, you have 10 closings this week. That's awesome. That is just amazing momentum that you guys are creating, and it's because you guys are buying into those success habits. You're buying into the systems, and you are top agents because of that. And so congratulations to every single one of you that are going to a closing this week, and congratulations, as always, to your clients. So I have some successes I would like to talk about. Man, there is not seasonality for many of you, and I love it. So the weekend before the Christmas weekend, where everybody else can use the excuse that people are out shopping and they're distracted and they're at holiday parties, no, many of you are out there hustling, and we saw that thanks to those of you that commented and shared your successes on Adam's post at the end of last week. Many of you are showing properties to cash buyers. You're running around with relocation clients. You're listing properties. You're going in for sale by owner appointments. Yes, people are looking to buy, sell, invest in real estate. And those of you that are out there with just doing your work, doing your job, just like you would in any other career the weekend before the weekend of Christmas, right? It's paying off for you. Specifically, I wanted to give a couple shout-outs because we had our Minnesota team, our Eden Prairie / Maple Grove team, turn in 5 pendings between Friday and Sunday, which is incredible. So congratulations, team, because you guys are really feeding off each other's momentum. And I know many of you on that team have already turned in other pendings earlier in the month and are showing properties and are listing properties. But just specifically this past weekend, Winona, just before she left on a beautiful vacation, turned in 3 pending transactions over the weekend. And Christian turned in 2, and he did note that he was at parties while he was turning in these pendings. And so, as he said, you can eat your cake and turn in pendings as well, close transactions, right? And if the saying isn't that way, it should be, is what he said. He always makes us laugh. Hopefully you guys got a chuckle out of that like I did last week in that great HRG post. That everybody was commenting on. But truly, I just wanted to say congratulations to both Winona Eichelberger and Christian Peterson in Minnesota, because between the two of them, 5 pendings in a weekend in mid-December is truly amazing. And you guys are out there hustling. And you're doing the things that you need to do, getting ready for vacation and going to holiday parties just like everybody else, still making it happen. And it's all because you've developed the right success habits, you're time blocking appropriately, you're using your time efficiently, and you're not letting seasonality get in the way. So congratulations to you guys, but congratulations to many of you who I know are out there hustling and grinding all weekend as well. I also wanted to say congratulations to those who had their first listings. Again, think about this. Their first listings they're putting on the market in mid-December, right before the holidays. Again, this proves there is no seasonality. If you want to go get a listing, you can get a listing. And so for the very first listings with our organization in mid-December is going to prove to be just an amazing opportunity because, man, is it, if you're doing your first listings now or your first pendings or whatever you're doing, of course, think about what you can do in the quote-unquote busy season. It's going to be amazing. So congratulations to Elise in California. By the way, her first listing came in on her birthday, so that was a great birthday present as well. Betsy in Wisconsin got her first listing, and Adriano in Vermont. So congratulations to all three of you. And also congratulations to Ken in Kansas City for his first pending last week. I also just wanted to give a shout-out to John Garrett in California, in Southern California, for opening up a new location in Brea, California, not too far from Huntington Beach, but already starting to grow that that expansion with an expansion team. More to come on that, but just wanted to give a shout-out and congratulations to that expansion as we continue to grow throughout Southern California here in HRG. So also, by the way, I want to say very big thank you to Taylor Klein in Arkansas for her awesome training on Thursday morning. We had, you guys, 40 of you join in live for that morning call, and many, many others of you that have watched it since multiple times. And man, there was such great inspiration and motivation, some great tips, some amazing things that came from that. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much to Taylor for investing her time and all of us at her group, because we are one big family. We are one big team across borders. We can benefit from each other in so many different ways. And it's just an amazing act of leadership and coming from contribution on Taylor's behalf. And also, quite frankly, such great support of her, and also great investment in your own learning and personal and professional growth by attending that, and for your feedback and for listening so intently. And for those of you that went and took the information and immediately executed, I'm so proud of you. Denise in Miami took the tips that she learned, and within just a short period of time after it, had sent an email out to Taylor and myself and some other people saying that she took those tips and she did exactly what Taylor said to do. And she set 2 for sale by owner appointments, like literally right after the training. So who is also getting out there and executing? It's great that you guys are on these calls. It's great that you are participating and investing in your learning, but make sure that you go execute. These things work, right? If Taylor can list 21 properties for sale by owners and Zillow Make Me Moves in 1 year, so can you. And what would your life look like if you did 20 more listings in 2018? Remember, you guys, they also many times are going to turn into your buyer. Some of them may not ever list with you, but they become your buyer, just like Taylor mentioned. That happened to her 3 times. These people are raising their hand because they want to do something in real estate. What an easy contact to make. Even if you just have a little bit of a contact and you throw them in Boomtown and you keep them posted on things and you give them updates, think about the percentage of those that are going to come to fruition. It's all about that initial contact and then the follow-up. So what you do is really, really critical. And I love that you guys can all get in there and you can call and you can text and you can use these different platforms in which to really build rapport with people. And it was awesome to hear how Taylor does that. I hope many of you are making it a priority to truly go out there and try some of these things that you're learning. I also want to tell you right now, some of the things that all of you are doing is you are doubling down. You are putting more effort into the follow-up on your Boomtown. You're coming up with cash buyers, people moving from out of state. This is the time of year that that happens, you guys. Dig into your Boomtown. Those buyers are there. Also, for sale by owners and Zillow Make Me Moves, this is the time of the year that if they've had their property on the market or if they're throwing it out there for the world to see, there's some motivation. And if they haven't been able to get it sold, guess what? They might be ready to list with a professional to get it sold before the end of the year. This is a time where people want to make things happen either before the holidays or at least before the end of the year, and they are going to be much more motivated to do so. So I look forward to hearing success stories from you guys. These are things every single one of us can do for lead generation right now until the end of the week to get more momentum going. What are you guys doing with your sphere of influence? Please look to your sphere of influence to not only thank them for their support, ask them how you can help them, come from contribution, ask them what their New Year's resolution is going to be and how you can help hold them accountable. Share what your New Year's resolution is going to be as far as keeping in touch with them and keeping in touch with your past clients and coming from contribution, getting more involved in your community. Premise what you're going to be doing in 2018. In other words, let them know you're going to be reaching out to them more often and bringing them value. Let them know you're going to be bringing them discounts. Let them know you're going to be promoting individuals and establishments and local entrepreneurs and businesses in your community. Ask for their referrals of that. Do this on social media. Do this in private messages, on text messages, in phone calls. Engage your sphere today and set them up so they know what to expect from you in 2018. It does 2 things. It makes them want to help you in 2018. It makes them want to answer your call when you put follow-ups in your Boomtown and you call them once a quarter, or if you call them more often with discounts, with coming from contribution in other ways. They are going to be expecting to hear from you. What that does is it makes it easier for you to call them. It makes them prepped and prepared to potentially give you referrals and talk to you about real estate. And it also holds you more accountable, because guess what? If you tell people you're going to do it, then you need to do it. And so you're going to be more accountable to actually doing it in 2018. These are the kinds of conversations you need to be having with your sphere of influence right now. And there's no better time than the end of the year to say thank you, to come from gratitude and contribution, to set the stage, to share your New Year's resolution and ask how you can help them with theirs. These are great, great scripts, great things to say. People receive it very well. And once you do that, we need to have your sphere of influence, you guys. We need to have your names, your emails, and your phone numbers that you are collecting. You all have access to the CSV file. Becca sent it out many, many, many different times over the course of the last couple of months. If you need help exporting from Facebook, exporting from your phone or LinkedIn, let us know. We'll do our best to help you. Becca did a training on it last week. We can do another one on it this week if you guys want it. All you need to do is email us so that we know how many of you are interested. Here is the deal. Your sphere of influence is always your sphere of influence. It's going to be in the database that we have to send the automated emails up coming from contribution, the discounts you're going to provide to your sphere, the videos you're going to do on the local establishments. These are the kind of emails we're going to be sending out to your sphere. You do not want to miss this. If your team is doing all of these things and offering discounts and coming from contribution and partnering with local businesses and or interviewing local establishments and helping to promote that, sharing things going on in the community. Do you think your sphere wants to hear about that? Absolutely. If we don't have your sphere of influence in the database in order to send these out on your behalf, they are not going to get it, and you are going to miss the opportunity to bring value to your sphere, the opportunity to get past clients and referrals, more business, more exposure, deeper relationships, and truly, your database is your database. If you leave HRG, your database will be exported and given back to you. It's all batched by name, so it can't be missed. And we are not able to do anything with your database without you. Those people know you, like you, and trust you. You would know if we were marketing to them after you left us, right? We have no intent to do that. It won't happen. So don't be afraid to give your sphere of influence. Let us do it for you. Let us leverage that for you. And then you can actually go and pick up the phone and call, touch base, text, send private messages, and let us do some of that back-end work, the automation for you, right? But also, then we import it into Boomtown for you to remind you when to reach out to your sphere, how often you should call them or send them a text message or send them a private Facebook message, right? This is all about automation, the success habits, creating a system in which the system works for you to your benefit so that you can continue to do more business, help more people, transform more lives, make more money for yourself, build wealth, have a phenomenal, consistent career. These are the steps that need to be taken. So you have a little bit more time to get your sphere of influence to us by the end of the year so that you can have an entire year of benefiting from that. We are looking forward to receiving those. Whatever it is, 50 names, 100 names, 200, whatever you can start out with, please do it this week. Make it a priority. Make it part of your lead generation. I promise you it's going to pay off in many, many different ways in 2018. We look forward to helping you make that happen. Again, as always, if there's anything that we can do to help you out, please let any of us know. Send an email to anybody at the Hub or anybody in the leadership team. We'll put you in the right place. If you're asking one of us a question that we can't answer, we'll direct you to somebody that can help you. We're here to help you be as successful as possible. And again, you're going to hear more about how we're going to do that in the all company meeting in January. So again, watch your email for that. Watch the calendar invite. Accept it. Be prepared to jump on that call to learn all the exciting things that you're going to be able to take advantage of that is here to help you and your business grow in 2018. Again, thanks for all you do. Congratulations to so many of you that truly do have the pedal to the metal right now. Have that commitment to no hangover in 2018. Have the commitment to the mindset that there is no seasonality. It's paying off in a big way for many of you, and I'm excited to see it pay off for more and more of you as well. Thank you for all you do. Excited to be in business with you. Look forward to a fun, productive week before we all unplug for a few days for the holiday. And if you need anything, please reach out to us. Thanks so much. Have a great week, you guys.